Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
Now back with me on the French Lick Resort guest line is Golf Pride Channel Marketing Manager Charlie Fisher. Let me remind you a little bit about Charlie's background. He earned his bachelor's degree in business administration with a concentration in professional golf management from Methodist University and his MBA from the University of Phoenix. He started out as an assistant golf professional at Siwanoy Country Club up in Bronxville, New York, which is a beautiful Donald Ross designed course, which was the site of the very first PGA championship back in 1916. From there, Charlie became first assistant golf professional at Culisaja Club in the Blue Ridge Mountains and Highlands, North Carolina, which is an Arnold Palmer designed course. Charlie then spent 7 years with the Acushnet Company in various roles, ranging from consumer test coordinator to product test supervisor. He joined Golf Pride back in 2011 as a territory sales manager. He's ascended up through the organization and is now the channel marketing manager. And I'm honored to have him back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Charlie, thanks for coming back on the show.
Chris, thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
So, Charlie, I want to start our time with you tonight by going back to the PGA Merchandise Show. What are some of the new things for this year that you guys either debuted there or sort of gave a hint underneath the tent that would be coming up here in the early parts of 2019?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. The PGA Show was a really exciting one for us this year. this was probably one of our biggest product launches that we had. And a few new things like the Tour Velvet Plus 4. We've had such success with the Plus 4 and the MCC at retail and even with some of our OEM partners just through their custom programs that, you know, it made sense to launch it through the number one grip on the PGA Tour, which is the Tour Velvet. It was a no-brainer for us. Plus the color scheme of it with the gray and the black. It's a very sleek looking grip. And not to mention the texture pattern and the material that's just that much more enhanced than the new Tour Velvet Plus 4. So that was a really big one. We're expecting really good things for 2019. And then Z Grip Align. The Z Cord has been such an amazing grip for us out on the PGA Tour. It's the heaviest cord out there on the market in terms of in all weather, all performance grip out there. And again, we've got enough guys playing it on the PGA Tour, playing it in a rib model, that it just made sense to bring it with the Align technology out to retail. So those from a swing grip category, those were two really big ones for us. We co-launched the new Green Align, which is coming out to market in the next few weeks as well, which was kind of an as seen on the new Callaway Epic Flash driver that they launched. You can actually see that grip on the Callaway Epic Flash driver right now at retail. We'll be launching a Golf Pride version of it this year, which was new for us to kind of have the Align, the red Align, which it's so well known for, coming out in a green color. And then finally, the Sensor Contour Pro, which, Chris, I got to tell you, the Contour Pro, I mean, this is the most widely played shape ever in terms of putter grips over the course of years. You know, and people think back to the old pro-only shape, the Ping Man shape. This is the shape that's probably won more majors out there than any grip. You know, I can't even think of anything close. So to bring it out with the Sensor material and that Tour preferred shape, and which is still widely used by some pretty well known guys like Tiger Woods in terms of the shape, it's great to have it in this lineup for 2019. And not to mention the gray and black color as well with the yellow cap. It's pretty slick. So
there's a lot there to get excited about for me and yes. I'm sure for the rest of our listeners, Charlie. So I want to get a little more detail on this. So first of all, for listeners who haven't joined us when you've been on the show before, talk about the Align grip technology and what it does for us.
Sure. So the Align, as I mentioned, if you see it right now at retail stores, it's a red color. It's a red strip that's actually on the back of our MCC Classic and the back of our Tour Velvet Plus 4 grips and Tour Velvet Align as well, which we have out there. But mostly what it is it's a firmer material that's actually molded on the backside of our grip. Okay. And so what it allows for is we're really trying to help players achieve some consistent hand placement. And, you know, it's crazy over, and we've talked about this before, Chris, but, you know, over a third of the PGA Tour players are still playing a rib grip. And the thing is nobody really knows it because you can't see the internal rib, the mechanism inside that actually pokes out when it's installed. And so at retail, it's really difficult for a consumer to understand, like, I've got a rib. You know, heck, they could grab a couple out of the basket and grab a few rib grips from this basket and, you know, a couple others mixed in with round grips. And it's just very inconsistent. But for us, we felt like we got to bring this technology to the forefront. And not only do we have to bring it to the forefront, we have to make it better. So when we launched the Align, what we did was is when we molded this on the backside of it, we still included the internal rib as well. But it really, once it's installed, it really activates this external rib. And these flex channels, which run along the side of the backside of the rib. And if you were to look at the grip, they're two white channels that run parallel to the red strip. It actually helps expose this external rib. And everything's within the rules of golf, the USGA limitations of a 40th of an inch. But it really helps accentuate that within the rules of golf. You can feel this rib more so than any other. So it's firmer. It's got texture pattern on it. And ultimately it just helps you grip the club the same way every single time. For me, I can actually feel the club face a lot better. I feel like I can tell when it's open and when it's closed, and it helps me to actually feel that, throughout the swing. So, I'll tell you, it's really been successful and it's catching on more and more. I think we've had now, I don't want to understate it, but I feel like I know we just had a win a couple of weeks ago, out at the Waste Management, with the Tour Velvet rib on probably 12 or 13 of the clubs. So.
For me now, when you talk about the Tour Velvet Plus 4, now I'm thinking I got the best of both worlds. And what I mean by that is when I went through the fitting tool that you have online at golfpride.com, it suggested two grips, the Tour Velvet Align, which you know is my favorite one, and I've got it my clubs right now. But it also said, you know, another option would be the MCC Plus 4. Because I love the idea of the plus four. So first of all, let our listeners know what plus four means. And now tell me how excited I should be because I can now get it in the Tour Velvet Align as well.
That's right. Plus four is basically, we kind of came up with that name from more or less tour truck talk of it's built up with four extra layers of tape under the right hand. So when we came out with, you know, just kind of more or less, and to go back to all of Golf Pride's grips, we're tour inspired. I mean, nothing we're coming out with. It's not tour tested. Our motivations come for more or less creating products for the best players in the world. But they're giving us feedback too, Chris. So when we're on the trucks and, you know, we've got a dedicated tour rep on all the major tours, more or less they're giving us the feedback and saying, hey, this is what's happening. These are the tape profiles that the best players in the world are using for our products. They're building it up two wraps under the right hand. They're building it up three wraps under the right hand, four wraps. And actually, you know, funny enough, the most common profile was probably pretty close to four wraps under the right hand. So with that said, hey, why don't we, one, let's understand why the best players are doing this. And then two, why don't we make it, once we understood why don't we bring this to the consumer and just build a grip to where they don't even have to ask for plus four under the right hand. Make it a little easier on the club builder. Let's just create a grip that's already built up. And when you think about how many other sports, whether it's hockey, whether it's baseball, even tennis for that matter, you have a grip, a profile, at least the piece that you're holding on to that's parallel. It's similar from top to bottom. There isn't a whole lot of taper, and it makes sense. It makes sense. And more or less when you think of bat speed or tennis racket speed or even hockey speed, just when you're flinging the hockey stick, just it's in the right hand and the left hand, there's an equal amount of tension, but also it helps reduce tension. It's easier to hold on to, and it's not something where you're gripping tighter in one hand versus the other. It really helps to kind of equal out that tension level between and really help you maximize speed. For the Tour Velvet Plus 4, we took the same texture pattern that we had in the Tour Velvet Align, which we launched last year. We took the same material, which is roughly about 8% softer than the original Tour Velvet. It doesn't really feel that way because of the extra texture pattern. So it's got the grip, it's got the feel, and I say the grip, I mean that in the way that it holds you back too. It grips you back. So it's pretty special in this Tour Velvet Plus 4. And again, taking into account that it is the most played grip on the PGA Tour, the Tour Velvet is. It's, you know, we're expecting this thing to be adopted pretty quickly out there.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. And that may be, you know, where I go when, as I regroup my clubs for this season. But I'm interested when you guys got feedback with why the plus four, right? When the tour players were saying to you guys that they like it to be a little thicker for the low hand, what was the why behind it?
More or less, it just reduces tension. They just felt like they could just put their hands are more uniform on the club. And they're not like, again, you think of, and I always do this when people ask me, like, what size grip do I need? I'll have them grip a pencil and I'll say, hold on to it. Don't let me pull it out of your hand. And then I'll hand them the end of a golf club and I'll say, don't let me pull it out of your hand. And it's one of those things where when you're holding on to the pencil, you're having to grip it tighter to keep that, to hold on to it, right? I mean, it's just, you're having to grip a little bit tighter to hold on to that pencil, not let me pull it out. But when I put the golf club in your hand, it's a lot easier. You don't have to grip it as tight. More or less, it's just reduced tension. So why not have that same amount of grip pressure in both hands? Versus the top hand versus, you know, in the right hand. And it just reduced tension. It just makes sense. We see it just in the amount of speed that's able to be created. And again, when you look at 90% of tour players, Chris, have some sort of a buildup, some sort of increased tape profile. And I'm not talking that it's not all the same, but we're talking about in some way, shape or form. So that could be in the form of putting a 58 round grip, which is a slightly smaller grip diameter than most iron shafts, which is usually about 600. When you do that, that actually gives the feel, or it actually helps expand the grip and gives the simulation of, you know, an extra couple of wraps there. So again, looking at how can we take that into consideration and create something that is built into the grip. And that's what we did.
And Charlie, one of the things that we've talked about the other times you've joined me on the show, but I think it bears repeating, is when we go to buy new golf clubs, we always hear about now how important it is to get fit for those golf clubs, right? Whether it's your shaft, the different types of shafts and the kick points and all of those things, and even just down to the simple stuff, whether it's a regular shaft, a stiff shaft, an extra stiff shaft. But what we don't hear enough about is making sure that we have the right grip on there. You go buy, golf clubs off the rack, and maybe we get them fit for ourselves, which is the right thing to do because none of us is good enough not to get fit for our club. But we don't hear enough about making sure you have the right grip on the end of those shafts. Talk about how and why it's so important to make sure, because you have so many varieties of grips, and finding the right one for your hand.
Chris, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there in terms of this is something that we've really worked well with some of our OEM partners on, and that's more or less making the grip an integral part of the process. Their technology is in designing the head. They source out the shafts from a vendor, and then obviously the grip. And most of the grips that these OEMs are using come from Golf Pride. At the demo day or even in-store custom fitting experience, I mean, the grip has become more and more and more a part of the conversation. And, you know, and I'll throw a plug out for one of your sponsors at PGA Tour Superstore. They've really embraced at the retail perspective, and so have many of the other boutique club fitters as well, and other retail partners as well. But they're probably leading the pack in their fitting van experience of actually having a Golf Pride performance fitting display actually held in there. They recognize that, hey, look, the stock grip isn't just for everybody. Let's get the right size. Let's get the right technology. So, you know, you have different things from plus four to Align to Tour Wrap, CP2, all the different families of grips. Let's make sure that you're playing with the right family of grips, that you've got the right size of grips. And we're going to do it right here. Understand that right in the fitting bay. And some of our other OEM partners are integrating that into their fitting experience at that same store. So, you know, the retail partners are realizing, like, hey, this is really important for the consumer. We're about trying to make this experience from top to bottom, not just fitting them for the head or grabbing something off the shelf. Let's really embrace the fact that we can give the consumer something that's better for their game, right size, right technology. And so it's a huge mission for us, more or less, to wherever golf clubs are sold, that the grip is a part of that conversation. And it's becoming more and more a part of that as we're going.
Yeah, and I think the interesting piece to all of this, Charlie, and again, I think you and I have talked about this before, but when you really get right down to it, the grip is our only connection to the golf club, right? Between our hands to the club, it's really about the grip. Because if the grip isn't right, thickness, you know, it doesn't feel good to us. It's maybe not tacky enough or whatever. Then you really do. And you mentioned this a moment ago. You lose connection to the club face. And if you don't have it right, then everything else is going to break down afterwards. So I think that's a very important piece that doesn't get enough pub. I'm sure it's something that you guys talk about a lot, but it sure is great to hear it coming from you, because that's a, to me, that's a sort of a lost part in the fitting, a lost art in the fitting process, is making sure you've got the right grip.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, and we touched on this with all the different technologies, and, you know, it just, we've got guys playing in Florida and Arizona and all kinds of different conditions out there, hot and humid and cold and dry and all these different things. So we make grips and then also with different, hands where some people have a tendency to sweat more. And so we've really tried to address all of those characteristics, the playing conditions and a person's conditions, the personal conditions, I should say, and make a grip for them, for that we've got something best, that best fits them, the conditions they play in, and then the size that they need.
Charlie, just a couple more before we let you go. And you guys have just opened up a brand new facility out there outside of Pinehurst number 8. If I take a look at it online and we get the opportunity to actually come by and check it out, talk about all the great things that we'll find there.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, this has been a long time coming for Golf Pride. Once we closed our Laurinburg, North Carolina, factory where we made grips up until about 2008, 2009. We found a home in Southern Pines for about 10 years and really served us well. But as we continue to move forward, we found that we had roughly three different buildings that we were operating out of. We had an R&D facility where it was, a manufacturing environment, very micro, but just more or less bringing, prototypes and concepts to the forefront. And then we had a tour area where all of our tour grips are stored and shipped from. And then we had just the normal offices. And there was a lot of disconnect there. And so I can tell you, we under really great leadership that we have at Golf Pride, they've recognized, hey, look, we need a lot more collaboration. We've been in this building now for about 4 weeks. I think this is the fourth or fifth week now. And Chris, it's unbelievable. I mean, just the amount of just the ease of use, the ease of being able to communicate with people from sales and from R&D and from product management, it really helps bring what I do to life. And it just there's the communication already, it's just better. It's funny, we've got a 9-hole putting course around the office, and it's actually fun. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of like conversations that you can have just about work, putting around the office or even ping pong. It's something that and not to highlight that stuff, but it really does help. It really helps create that collaboration that we need to drive forward. And I can tell you that, our president's goal is more or less to have a couple of ideas on Monday, develop it on Tuesday, test it on Wednesday, have a meeting on Thursday, and then we're making decisions by Friday. And so really to bring that rapid prototyping to life, I see that happening at this facility. So it's great. Not only that, but we've got, one of the best courses in the country at Pinehurst number 8. Literally the driving range is, probably a par 5 away from our front door. And to be able to get out on the range, have consumers come out and test the product, we're really looking to create a really cool experience for when people want to come and get fit, but more or less for consumers when they're buying our product, that they can know that it's really been validated, it's been vetted, and we're only bringing the best stuff to market for them.
And Charlie, every time I go out on the Golf Pride Twitter page, at Golf Pride Grips, players who are using your grips are the ones that are ending up in the winner's circle almost every time. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I saw the player who won on every one of the tours was using a Golf Pride grip. Talk about how Golf Pride ranks, regarding tour wins versus your competition.
If you want me to be specific, I think we had 86% of guys using our product on the PGA Tour last year. Across all five worldwide tours, and so we claim played by 80%. Technically, it was about 86% last year. But I'll tell you honestly, Chris, it comes down to the fact that like we keep bringing innovation to the marketplace. We keep bringing the best players. When you hear guys like I think of Fred Couples was playing the CP2 wrap, who he's played either a Victor grip or a Tor Velvet style grip. And now he's, playing the CP2 wrap grip, which is full of technology. You can't necessarily see it, the control core up top. But I mean, guys, they're trying out different stuff. They're recognizing what Golf Pride is doing. in terms of really trying to change the way that the club feels in their hand and the way that it performs and all the conditions that they're playing in. But not only that, but we've got a great tour team out there. Guys who really understand, they've got the experience, the relationships, and they're providing the feedback for us. And it takes, you know, you can have really good people in the field, but if they don't have the critical thinking skills to be able to assess what somebody, what a player is saying, and then really provide detailed feedback to our team, the product development team, to do it, that's really what it takes. So we're dedicated to more or less providing them the tools to play their best and have the confidence that they need. That's why we say, you know, grip confidence, grip golf pride, because it's more or less, we want that player feeling as confident as they can be when they step out on the tee. The product that, you know, they don't need to wipe it down 100 times to for it to feel good in their hands. It's going to feel good when they pick it out of the bag. So,
Charlie, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing and follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media.
Golf Pride is extremely active on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Those are our three main platforms that that we really post on. And, you know, we always have some sort of social promotion going on, I would say at least quarterly, especially during, you know, the holiday season or Father's Day or getting ready for the first major of the year. We're really excited about all those things, all things golf, Golf Pride's posting. And, you know, we're always excited to highlight the players that are successful using our stuff, but we're doing social promotions out there always at Golf Pride on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So be on the lookout for those promotions, and we hope you get some really cool gear out there.
Charlie, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. I always enjoy getting to spend some time with you. I thank you for your time, and I hope you'll come back and join me again real soon, my friend.
Chris, always, thanks for having Golf Pride on your show. We appreciate the support that you give us, and we look forward to coming back anytime you'll have us.
Thank you, Charlie. All the best to you and your family, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
See you, Charlie. That's a great Charlie Fisher. And again, he is Golf Pride Channel Marketing Manager. They do such great things there at Golf Pride. I'm telling you, folks, you know, the idea now that I can get the Tour Velvet with the Plus 4 and the Align technology, I can't wait. I got to get my clubs regripped, right? It's time. Season's getting underway. You know, we're starting to get a little warmer weather here in Atlanta and around the country. And before you know it, it'll be time to get back out on the golf course. Got out there for the first time just last weekend with my son and really enjoyed that. But really looking forward to these Tour Velvet Plus 4s. And then, you know, on the putter side, the Sensor Contour Pro. Boy, that is absolutely outstanding as well. Looking forward to getting all of those on my clubs, hopefully here real soon, and getting Charlie back on the show. Always have such a good time when Charlie's here.